Welcome back, friends. Today we're going to talk about a crisis of love and what's happening in Germany. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, God deserves to be loved above everything. St. Teresa says that it is a great favor God bestows upon a soul when he commands it to love him. Now, why is it a great favor to a soul when God commands it to love him? Well, the reason is because God is love, and everything that God commands is for our good, because that's the nature of love. Love seeks the highest good for the one they are loving. So when God commands us to love him, it is for our good. It leads to happiness. It leads to life. I mean, in everything that God commands, it leads to good. God doesn't command something because he's lacking something. When God commands something, it's because we need something. In other words, God's commands meet our needs. So when God commands something, it meets a need of the human heart and the human condition. So it's a great favor, therefore, then, when God commands us to love him, because it is for our good. That could be said also for when God commands us to obey him. That's for our good. That's a great favor. When God commands us to trust him, that's a great favor to us, because that's also for our good. But we struggle with doing this. And the reason why we struggle with loving God and responding to him and responding to his commands is because we really don't believe that God is love. That's our struggle. We really don't believe God loves us that much. And it starts because of the nature of the fallen human condition. If you rewind all the way back to Adam and Eve, part of the fall is when Eve sees the fruit and the serpent tempts her and tells her that God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. In other words, that fruit over there is good for you. And God is withholding a good from you. So go ahead, take and eat. And so you know the story. Eve takes and eats and gives some to Adam, and we fall out of relationship with God at that point. But part of the problem is that Eve believed the lie that God was withholding a good from her. And we struggle with this wound to this day, don't we? Isn't there something within your heart that struggles to believe fully and completely, I am unconditionally loved by God? Or maybe it's just me. But I think we all struggle with this to some degree or another. We don't believe we're lovable. And therefore, we act accordingly. Because if we truly believed that everything that God has revealed to us is for our good, would we disobey him? Would we mistrust him? Would we act pridefully? I think a big reason why we do is because we don't believe that we are truly loved by him. Here's a modern day example of how this shows up. And it's kind of disturbing, actually. It happened in Germany. The Catholic bishops and laity in Germany have been gathering as part of their synodal path. And they had a recent vote where the majority of people, 176 out of 202 participants, voted in favor of same-sex blessings starting in March of 2026. So you have a bunch of bishops and laity gathering together in this synodal path, and they have voted to bless sin. That's a problem, friends. You can't take something that's immoral and make it moral simply by giving it your blessing. And so when I looked at this, I thought, what is at the root of this rejection of truth? God has revealed that a man and a woman are made for each other, and that sexual intimacy is reserved for the context of marriage and for the procreation of children. This is for the good of the spouses. Remember, everything that God reveals is for the good of the ones he's revealing it to. So to reject this brings great harm. No good can come out of living contrary to the natural law. no matter what bishop, no matter what body comes up and says, I give you this, give my blessing to this. It's not possible. And so at the root of this, part of the problem is I think these people who voted this way do not understand the unconditional love of God. They feel like somehow God is withholding something from them. And so now we have to go over, take and eat. We got to change something. Now, everything that God has revealed is for our good. And it's a sad state in the church when we have leaders doing something like this. It brings great confusion to the laity, and it leads to eternal ruin. Because look at what happened with Adam and Eve. When they rejected what God had revealed, it led to death. This is what happens when we turn our back on God and say, God, no, you got it wrong here. Or if we don't outright out reject it, because, well, that would be too obvious. Obviously, we don't want to reject what God has revealed, but we believe, well, we have to reinterpret it. And really, this is the tactic of Satan, casting doubt into what God has revealed, which comes also before the fall, by the way. Eve is in the garden. The serpent comes to Eve and says, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Did God really say that? Let's revisit that. Let's contextualize that. Let's put it into the historical context here to see what God really meant by this. And that's what Satan does. It's pretty clear. Don't eat it. You're going to die. Man and woman, created for each other. Sexual union in the context of marriage. Taking it outside of that, spiritual death. And so, friends, we have to be aware within our life of how Satan works. He'll cast doubt into the truth. Did God really say? And then when that starts happening, look, God is withholding something from you. In other words, he really doesn't love you. Lies, friends, lies. The truth is, you are to die for. And you are to rise for. And so today, let us ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary to guard our hearts and our minds from the attacks of the evil one that would suggest doubts and lies. Friends, share with me below what stood out to you and why. I love learning from you. And I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.